What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we will be discussing a popular style of training, which is CrossFit. I have personally been doing CrossFit or CrossFit type high intensity full body workouts since chiropractic college, which I'm getting old. It's been about 9 years. I have learned a ton from the sport, some pros and some cons, which I'll talk about today. It's a style of working out when done properly works for me. On the contrary, there's a ton of people who think it's a fad or an unsafe way to train. That's why I'm bringing a certified CrossFit trainer and gym owner on the podcast today. So with that, let me introduce our special guest. Jason Wasserman is a Brighton grad and went on to play baseball at the University of Charleston. He is married to Jessica Wasserman and has two boys, Alex and Trent. Jason is a physical education teacher at Brighton Middle School, where he also coaches football, bowling, and baseball. Yes, I said bowling. Can't wait to talk about that. He is the lead instructor at Brighton Central School District CrossFit and managing partner and director of programming and nutrition at Brickyard CrossFit, located inside of the JCC. Welcome to the podcast, Jason. What's up, my man?
Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. I'm excited. I'm excited for this topic. This is, I feel like, a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm excited to discuss it with you.
So tell us your story. So how did you get into fitness and eventually open up your own CrossFit box?
Well, I guess I've always been intrigued by fitness. You know, even in college, workouts were some of my favorite things to do, even with baseball. And college stopped my workouts. You know, I had kids and whatever. I didn't do as much. I was always looking for that something that would get me back into it a little bit. I opened up a facility called Turf Time, which is no longer around, but we were next door to a CrossFit space. And one of my partners now, actually, I was talking to him, and he said, why don't you just come down and try it? So I did. And here I am 10 years later. I really love the whole thing. But that's how I got started into it and got back onto my fitness journey. And, you know, I've lost 50 pounds. I've kept it off for 10 years and never felt better and still feeling great. And hopefully that continues for a long, long time.
Absolutely. Yeah, you look great, man. You look strong. You look fit. So then you started 6 months ago, right? You started your new gym.
Yes. Yeah, so the new gym, you know, we had talked about it for a little while, and we, COVID came, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we were all working out together in a parking lot. You know, there was a bunch of us, a whole group, you know, socially distanced and all, but we were working out and all winter long through the snow, through the rain. And as we started talking more, we was like, well, we could probably just do this ourselves and find a spot and get it going. We had, you know, each one of the owners that we have here, we all have different roles. And for us, it's a second career. It's not our first career. So something we could just put together though. And with our community, we have a strong community and we got it going. We got it going a few months later. One of my buddies is a CEO at the JCC. He actually reached out to me and asked me about doing something with CrossFit at the JCC. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I've been, you know, my buddies and I have been talking about starting a CrossFit facility. And so we went in and talked to him, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
Shout out to the JCC. My cousin, Adam Drexler. I don't know if you know Adam. He works there.
Oh, yeah. But Adam's one of our members.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, yeah. The JCC is just beautiful. They've done a great job with that gym.
They have. It's so nice there. Everything they do, you know, they've got top-of-the-line equipment, and they're so welcoming. Everybody's so welcoming. Anytime, you know, we walk in to everybody, it's mm-hmm. just a spot.
It's a good location. So what inspired the name Brickyard?
So as we started to look for things, we're looking in Brighton first. Mm-hmm. Just didn't work out in 12 Corners area. And actually JCC worked out way better. But Brickyard is relative to Brighton. You know, the bricklayers were from Brighton 150 years ago. it was a bricklaying town. And so that's how we got Brickyard out of it. And there's a Brickyard Trail in Brighton. So we sort of played off of that, which would have been up the road, you know, if we had stuck in Brighton. Well, JCD technically is in Brighton, but it's not.
Yeah.
So, but we really liked the name. So we kept the name and brought it over to the JCC.
Learn something new every day. I did not know that. Brighton was known for their bricks.
They are known for their bricks.
So let's talk CrossFit here. So how would you define CrossFit?
Well, the technical term, I guess, is constantly varied functional movements at high intensity. So, you know, if you go to your level one course or level two courses, that's all they talk about. And they make sure over and over again that we know that that's what it is. So it's, to me, it's incorporating that into a safe program that you can use and how would you benefit from that. And that's what I try and do. I do other programming. And, you know, the constantly varied, you want something that people are going to enjoy doing all the time. You don't want them to get tired. You don't want to get stale. So it's always changing. The workouts every day are changing. You don't repeat anything over and over again. Obviously, you repeat movements, but you don't repeat the way you do them consistently. So it keeps it interesting, keeps it fun. They're functional movements, so it's designed to be the way the body is designed to move. So there's no craziness, you know, as far as what type, you know, throwing things around and spinning around or doing any craziness, what some people would call craziness, as far as trying to bend your body in a certain direction that it is not supposed to, you know, it's not supposed to do. And then the high intensity, that could be a short, quick burst. That could be a long duration of high intensity. It could mean so many different things. And that's what makes the CrossFit unique, is that the workouts are always changing and always different.
Now, what are the most common misconceptions when it comes to CrossFit?
There's a few. One, that you need to be in shape to start CrossFit. So you definitely don't need to be in shape to start CrossFit. As CrossFit, you know, we scale it to everybody, you know, up and down the board. You don't need to be in shape to start. That's how you get into shape, is by doing CrossFit. That will help you get there. And even once you're in shape, the workouts are tough enough and you can challenge yourself, whereas you're always improving and always, you know, your fitness level can go up and up and up as far as that goes. I thought the same thing 10 years ago. I was like, well, maybe I should get in shape before I start this. Because you watch TV and you see, oh, I don't know if I could do that. But then you get in there and you're like, oh, okay, I can do this. And you break down those barriers step by step. And all of a sudden you're doing a whole bunch of things that you never thought you'd be able to do. Two, it is not like the CrossFit Games. So a lot of people think this is like the CrossFit Games. We're going to, you know, do all the things the games athletes do. And it's definitely not that. There's a ton of fun to watch, and I love the CrossFit Games and following the athletes, but it's definitely not, we're not at their level. They train 6 hours a day. That's what they do as their full-time job. So it's a completely different thing. We want people to come to the gym, be able to move for an hour, feel good afterward, and keep it as a lifelong activity versus, you know, a short duration as an athlete, as the CrossFit Games does. I say those are the two biggest. The two biggest things and things that I hear coming forward. The other one is three, I'm going to get hurt if I do CrossFit, which you can get hurt doing any sport, but we try and minimize, you know, injuries by doing so many different things. Actually, a lot of things I learned from you when I came to see you years ago, but we do a lot of balance stuff, a lot of stuff with balance and knee stabilization, ankle stabilization, and things like that to keep people from getting injured and hopefully keeping them as healthy as long as possible and able to move. We want people to go out of the gym and be able to move, go on hikes and do whatever they want to do outside of the gym.
I love those answers. And yeah, I just want to summarize those again. This is for everyone, no matter what your fitness level, just correct. It's movement. I mean, when you think CrossFit, sometimes I feel like some people think it's intense, think it's aggressive, and it can be, right? You totally can scale it up, but you can really also scale that down. And I love what you said about injuries. Injuries happen. They could just happen sitting in a chair, sitting to standing. They could happen doing anything. But we need to move our bodies. We need to work on balance, flexibility, coordination, strength. And this could be a very successful tool and option for a lot of people.
It is. And, you know, knock on wood, we try and hopefully get people there. And if you do get injured, hopefully you get back quicker because you're in such good physical condition. That you're able to get back and recover a little bit quicker than than, you know, somebody that is not working out or not eating healthy or what have you.
So we've kind of already talked about this, but how do we get the most value out of CrossFit and avoid injuries?
But you need to be smart about how you do it. So, and I actually wrote a little blog about this not too long ago, that you don't need to work out 7 days a week. It's not meant to, you know, you shouldn't be there every single day of the week. You know, 5 days, maybe 6 days, depending upon your body and how the week is going for you. But you need a couple rest days in there. So be smart about taking rest days, maybe 3 days on, 1 day off. That's usually the CrossFit prescription, 3 days on, 1 day off, maybe 2 days on, 1 day off. Nutrition is so big. Mm-hmm. And what you do with the inflammation in your body and different things like that. But if you watch what you eat and, you know, eat smart, you know, then that's definitely helps. It's such a major part of not just CrossFit, but anything. And then what we try to incorporate, you just actually touched on, is a lot of flexibility and coordination and balance and those types of things. So if you continue to do that over and over and over again, and hopefully improve on those things, that's going to make everything that you do, all the movements you do, way easier and much more efficient. So it'll keep you from being injured as much.
We're going to have to do a part two to this, because I know that you're a nutrition nut and you are just very strict with your diet. Yeah. And I think you preach a lot of that at your gym, which is so important. And shout out to Beth Lenio, who connected us, and she kind of inspired this podcast. She's like, you got to have Jason on. I said, that's a great idea. And she's also big in the nutrition, but
she is huge into it. Yeah.
She's huge into that. Absolutely. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later on, but I feel like we should do a part two to this. So any advice for someone looking to start CrossFit for the first time?
Yeah. First of all, you know what, go and visit a box or a gym and see what it's like on, you know, on the inside, meet the trainers, the owner, and sort of get a feel of what it's like there. Not all boxes are equal, you know, and some are, you know, depends on clientele, where they are. Some program a little bit more like the CrossFit Games, and some are there to get you moving for an hour and watch for injuries and things like that. So it's one of those things, do your homework, see what's out there. And, you know, some of the owners they're big in rowing, or some are big into running or whatever. And something might just pique your interest. You get a feeling when you walk into a place, you're like, I definitely like this. I could work out here. I could do this. And then that would be the spot. So that would be my number one thing. Check out their web pages, check out their Google reviews, because there's plenty of that stuff around now, and see, you know, who really enjoys this gym, and what are the reasons that they're there and they picked this gym, and why are they still there and coming back year after year after year. Those are things that I would do if I were to start again and look for it.
Yeah.
I lucked into mine, and you know, not everyone could be so lucky, but you never know.
Now, do different boxes have different niches? Like, would you say that you treat or work with a certain population?
I do. I actually very much so. So one thing that makes ours unique is we have a lot of people that are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. So we have a few people in their 20s. They work out in a certain time of day, but for the most part, we're past that 20-year-old stage, and except for our teens class. We do have a teens class, which is going really well. But we have, you know, our population is a little bit older, so it's 40s and 50s. So we program towards that too. And like I said, flexibility, balance, coordination, but keeping up strength as well is a big deal as we keep on going and continue to grow. And we sort of get that those are the people that we're getting, and we really enjoy that. And I think it keeps the, you know, keeps the community closer too, because we're all about that same age.
So I was attracted to CrossFit in chiropractic college, obviously learning a ton about nutrition, movement, the body. But I think mostly being a former college athlete, I was just missing that piece. I was missing that training, that intense routine. And I remember following, this is the early days, this was probably like 2010, 2011, when they would just have like the WOD of the day, like on their main site. And I would just pick random workouts, whatever the workout was that day, and I would just try to do it. And we gradually bought more and more equipment. We did it in our garage, right in the lake, right on Cayuga Lake there, right by the college. It was fun, me and my roommates. And I learned a ton. I just learned a ton about Olympic lifting, about rowing, about, you know, I did a muscle up, like, you know, a year in, like just these crazy gymnastic movements that I've never done before. And you just practice. Now, I didn't have a trainer, But yeah. You know, I did know the body pretty well going through school, but still it was a fun time. I will never forget that time. It was just, I learned a lot about myself and training. And then I started treating patients in practice, and I started to definitely see more injuries, I guess, but we've already kind of discussed that injuries happen. And that's just the surface. It's like, okay, this person may be injured from CrossFit, but down the road at Orange Theory, at Burn Bootcamp, where I train right now, the same thing happens. Sure. So we need to dig a little bit deeper and get to the root cause. So then I kind of scaled back from, I used to work out with Dr. Hemby, you know, Adam Hemby.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not in the air anymore, but shout out to Doc. Yeah. He was awesome. Had a great gym. And it's just community too. I mean, just great people in the CrossFit community. So you guys are doing great work, man. And, it's gotta be exciting just starting your gym.
It is. No, it's very exciting. Exciting to have, you know, people like Beth, come on over with us and continue to go. And I've known a lot of these people for 10 years now, and, just to continue to grow with them. And we do stuff outside of the box. It's not just in the box, but like you kind of, what you said, you get to know people and you do things with them all the time. They're always going places. We're going hikes, and last couple of years ago, we went bowling, or, you know, we do different things that try and keep it fun.
Nice. Well, let's talk about you. And so what's your favorite CrossFit workout?
Ooh, you know, I have a couple, but I really like Jackie. It's a hard, intense, go, 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 and you don't stop. So that's the 1,000-meter row, 50 thrusters at 45 pounds. So it's light, and then 30 pull-ups.
Okay.
By the time you get to the pull-ups, you can't breathe, but you muscle those things right out and finish up.
I love it.
Yeah. I also like Fran. Fran's fun. You know, it's a 3-minute workout, and you try and get through as quick as possible. And that's the 21:59 of thrusters and pull-ups. You could tell thrusters and pull-ups are in both of them.
get the bucket ready just in
case.
Yeah,
that's right. Did you have a favorite?
Oh man, Fran, I just remember the CrossFit Open, the CrossFit Games, like doing that a few times, and you just, you know, really push yourself to the limit and you just want to throw up almost. So I can't say I love Fran, but which ones did I like? Yeah, Jackie, I remember that one. Was there a Nancy?
There was a Nancy, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that one was good.
Running and overhead squats, yeah.
Yeah, I used to like overhead squats. Yeah, I definitely. No,
that's probably a good one for you then.
So again, remind us what types of movements are in CrossFit. You got the power lifting, the Olympic lifting, right? You got a lot of body weight stuff. You got a lot of cardio. It's really a blend of everything.
Yeah, it's really a blend of everything. And you can combine it in different ways, you know, different muscle groups on different days. And, you know, gone are the, you know, we don't follow the back and bys on one day and shoulders and tries on another day, et cetera. But you do sort of do that. It's just mixed into the workouts. And so it's not like, all right, I'm going to go run on a treadmill for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, got some running, but we're also going to add in, you know, some squats and some thrusters or pull-ups. And there's different ways to get cardio out of it and still do it safely. You can mix and match the weights as far as that goes. You know, that's one reason I like Jackie. Jackie is very light. It's a 1,000-meter row and then 50 thrusters, but you can do thrusters light, you know, 45 pounds. It feels really heavy because can't breathe from the rower, so you really keep your core tight and keep everything, you know, in line as you go through it. And then you get to the pull-ups and you really can't, and then you muscle through those. So it's just a different way of doing it. And then, you know, something else is, yeah, you sort of alluded to it earlier, there's a little bit of competitiveness to it, whether it's against yourself or against others. So you can do it however you see fit. You don't need to compete against anybody else there. But if you have a buddy that you like to compete with, you know, I've got two or three that we always watch each other's scores as we go through and say, how'd you do on this one? How'd you do on this one? And, you know, see if you can match up and try and beat each other in certain workouts or whatever. So it keeps it fun and interesting, you know, it's what's nice. And we got some people that are just there to move for an hour. So everyone's different.
I think besides the community aspect, the thing I liked most was that about CrossFit was my strength could be somebody else's weakness and vice versa. So I might have Tommy triceps next to me, right? This guy's big, he's right. Stacked, he's throwing around this weight. And I'm like, I can't lift that heavy weight. But then you do the Metcon portion of a workout and you just gas them. You run right by them.
That's true.
And you make each other better. And it was fun. It was very competitive. And it filled that void from college football for me.
Oh, good. Yeah. No, it definitely can. You know, kind of like you said, some of the workouts are mixed up. We did one the other day where we had running and then heavy thrusters in it. So I knew I wasn't beating anybody on a run. So I did the running, but I beat everybody on the heavy thruster. So it was fun to, you know, go with each other and battle back. And then it pushes you to go a little harder than if you were to go and do something on your own, you know, at your own pace, at your own time. That's one hard thing about being an older. Sometimes I don't get to work out with the class. You got to do it on your own.
Right.
That's okay too.
But that pushing, that soreness, that uncomfortable nature that we get with training that a lot of us, I would argue, don't get because we're not pushing our bodies to that limit. That's where you create change.
Yeah, it's totally different within a class versus on your own.
Yeah.
Completely different.
So I like the workouts. Going back to workouts, I was thinking more about that. 21:15:9. I used to love those because it was psychological. It was getting easier.
Right.
And you the 50, it is, right? You think it is exactly the 50, the 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. I remember that one. Yeah. I don't know if it was sit-ups with something else.
Double unders. That's Annie.
Yeah. I like that one too.
Yeah.
I like the jump rope. Well, let's talk about you and your day. So like, how do you win the day? Like what's a perfect day for Jason?
Oh, well, I get up early. I'm up at 4, teach the early class, the 5 class. So
before the birds.
Yeah. Sometimes I work out at 4. So I'll get up at 3:30 and get to the gym first, but we'll say a perfect day. I get to get up at 4, sleep in, and then get my class in at 5, get home, have a quick breakfast, and then off to school actually. So, if I'm not coaching, I'll then go to the gym after school and I'll try and catch one of the evening classes, which I always like to do if I can get there. And then, you know, if I am coaching and sometimes I have to go later, that's why I sometimes work out in the morning. So I really prefer morning workouts. I just feel like the rest of my day is so much smoother. My body feels so much better after a morning workout and it's out of the way. It's done. Don't have to think about it. I don't have to, you know, force myself to go anywhere, do anything later on. I'm like, all right, done. Here we go. And I've got something in that I really enjoy to do and, you know, enjoy doing and just feel relaxed the rest of the day.
I agree with the morning workouts. Yeah, you got to be at an E though. Come 8 p.m., 9 p.m., you're ready for bed.
I'm ready for bed. Yep, I am. No doubt. I don't see as much of the Yankees as I used to, but that's all right.
Now, you mentioned you're currently researching using a continual glucose monitor to track how certain foods affect blood sugar. Where do you get one of these and how do they work?
Yeah, so I was, you know, my trip to the CrossFit Games, and I had seen a little bit about this beforehand, but I can't remember the kind of, Josh, I can't think of his last name now. But anyways, he was talking about levels. The levels of the continuous glucose monitor, which just goes into your arm, and it's right, you put it, you know, on your tricep. Mr. Tricep, the fatty part of your tricep, and you get an app, and every couple hours you click it, you know, scan it, and it keeps track of your glucose throughout the day. So what you're looking for are different spikes in your glucose. So different things can set it off. Exercise is one. So CrossFit is one because the blood, you know, the glucose, your body needs the glucose to move and to do those types of things. But the food is, is the bigger part. And which types of carbs will really set it off. So for some people, a banana might really send it off the charts. For other people, it has really no effect on it and it stays within the range that you want to keep it in. So I was really interested and intrigued by this, of course. I've been doing pretty much paleo forever, except I'll have a little bit of oatmeal here and there. And so I'm like, oh, geez, but oatmeal is one of those things that could set it off as well. They talked about it, the thing. So I tried it and I've been going now for 6 weeks with it. I tried all different types of foods, different combinations. So it was just really interesting to see what for me, because everybody's different.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
You know, what sets it off, what doesn't set it off. I found that I could eat oatmeal if I had it with some sort of nut butter. So if I had almond butter with it, then it kept it level. If I had oatmeal on its own, it was off the charts. So
that's such a good point. So balance, first of all, individuality, right? We're all different. I might be able to have oatmeal and be fine. You might be able to have it, boom, shoots right out. Yep. But if you have a more of a balanced meal, maybe some fiber, maybe some good healthy fats, completely different response.
Protein. Yeah, it's true. And if you eat the fats first, it actually has a better response.
Interesting.
So at least for me, it didn't. I found, you know, upon researching it further, I guess that's true for a lot of people. So if you go out to dinner, don't eat the bread first, save that for after dinner. You might be better off.
Interesting. What set yours off the most?
There's a couple of meals, you know, I go to some places to get my meals, but there's a honey chicken that actually really sent it through the roof. I was like, holy cow, honey chicken. But the honey, I guess, whatever they put into their mixture of their sauce just really set it off. And here I was thinking, that's not bad. It's not that there's not that many carbs, you know, it's a little bit of, and it really just shot it right up.
Like, what are we talking? Like 150, 160? Like how high?
No, it was up to like 200.
Oh, wow.
It would come right back down, but still just to have that.
The insult, you know, to your
insulin,
pancreas.
Yeah, the insulin starts pumping and that's not good. So I don't eat that anymore. And I moved down from that. And I've tried a bunch of different, you know, scenarios and different things. And bananas actually too. So I cut down. I used to have a whole banana. Now I just do half a banana. It's way better.
So if I'm eating a banana with peanut butter though, or almond butter, it would probably have a different response.
It would. And okay. For me though, if I had the whole banana with it, again, obviously it depends on the size of the banana, but sometimes you get the big ones. So I just cut it in half and do half a banana, and it's way better than having the whole thing. Blueberries are tough too, even though they're a berry, they still are sugary. So yeah, you know, again, everybody's different though. So you want to watch and see what each individual thing does to yourself. It's very interesting.
Super interesting. So Levels is the brand, L-E-V-E-L-S. That's the brand?
L-E-V-E-L-S, yep.
Do I need a prescription for that, or anyone can buy those?
They'll ask you, they'll give you a prescription once you go through the process of filling out the questionnaire, and they'll check and make sure that you're eligible and healthy enough to do it. So
you can just go right on their website and
go right on their website, start filling out. Yeah.
How much are they?
They were, what was it? It's a couple hundred dollars for the initial, and then actually it's 400 for a month, and then every 2 weeks you can keep going if you want to. It's up to you. It's 200 to continue.
So then they send you this unit, right? This
they
monitor,
send you the unit. Yeah, it's really easy to use. It just, you do a little click, it's in your arm, you don't feel it going in, and it's there. It's just there. You put a little sticker over, so patch over, so it doesn't come off. It's not going anywhere. It's on there pretty good.
Wow. Okay, so this isn't a long-term solution. This would just be like, let's do it for a few weeks or a month. And track our foods.
Yeah. So you can do it for, then you can continue the subscription, or you can stop and pause it. So what I've done now is I paused it for 4 weeks. I'm going to go back to, you know, not go back, but continue what I'm doing. And then in 4 weeks, I want to recheck it again.
Yeah.
See how I'm doing and see if all my changes are helping or hurting or whatever. Yeah. See just to sort of check in. So I guess the monitors, once it's in a spot for 2 weeks, then it starts to, the readings start to go down, you know, so you have to move it. So it continuously sends you different ones.
Could you cancel it after that month? You could cancel anytime?
Yeah, you can cancel it anytime.
That's fascinating. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
Well, let's switch gears here and talk more about your box here, your CrossFit box. So you're located, Brickyard CrossFit is inside of the JCC. What classes and services do you offer?
Right now we have CrossFit classes, you know, all different times of day. We have some early morning, the 5:10, which is mine. And then, you know, the 6:00, 7:15, noon. Then we offer a 6 and 7 p.m. And then we also have a CrossFit teens class. We want to start a CrossFit kids class for younger kids and get that going. One of our coaches is very good with that, and her schedule sort of opens up here in a few weeks. So we're hoping to get something with that going. And, you know, we're looking for that. And then we also are very excited, in a few weeks we're doing a seniors class. So it's 65 and older. That's going to be twice a week at 9 a.m. for seniors to come in. You know, it's a scaled down version of some of the movements that we're doing. But again, trying to keep them moving, flexibility and coordination and strength and those types of things. So it's geared for the 65 and older population.
Love that. What about like a fundamentals class or like a beginner intermediate class?
So what you do is when you join, there's a foundations class. So you'll go through four individual sessions, one-on-one training or one-on-two training, just to prep you for the actual class. And after those four, we will, the coach that trained you will come into a class with you for the first couple of classes, just to make sure you're set and feel comfortable on your own. And we keep lots of notes on everybody. So when someone signs up for your class, I can go in and see, hey, you know, Matt's got this, and this, I should watch for this, you know, these types of things. So we have notes on everybody. So that way, when you do join a class, we know how to scale and we know what to look for. And, you know, how to help out as best as possible. So that's the first part, I guess, of joining a CrossFit is we'll take you through the individual, you know, one-on-one, which is nice. So we can see what you have and you can learn some of the movements. So you're not just thrown in. All right, here you go. You know, thrown in the fire.
What separates you from other CrossFit boxes?
I'd say probably the main thing is the age of our members. I think we're a little bit older than some of the boxes out there. Most of the boxes I've been to are when I travel or go somewhere, I always visit. They're a little bit younger in the 20s, 30s, whereas most of our members are 40s. So it's a little different. You know, we have 30-year-olds, 50-year-olds. We do have some 20-year-olds as well, but not as many. So I think that is the biggest difference. Each box is a little bit different. You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, we program a lot more towards balance, coordination, and strength types of things versus rope climbing or anything, you know, some of the other stuff that they do in the CrossFit games. But some of the more functional movements that we really want the population to have.
Now, I heard you went to the CrossFit games a while back. Tell us about this amazing experience.
Yeah, my wife and I, we went. Actually, my wife got the tickets for us. She was online that when, as soon as they went on sale, it's like, I'm getting front row. Boom. So she got the front seats too. So it's made it even way more fun. But so they were in Madison this past summer, and that's where we went. So we drove out to Madison, and it's an unbelievable experience. So even if you're not a fan of CrossFit, just the whole, you know, thing of just being there is pretty amazing. So the athletes are walking around and you get to see them in person and just to watch some of the stuff that they do. You can watch it on TV, but when you see it done in person, you're like, holy cow, I can't believe they're doing this. And mentally tough and physically tough, and they're over and over and over again. And it's exciting. They're coming, you know, everything comes right down to the end. Annie Thor's daughter, who returned to the game, so she was a fan favorite. And it's fun to watch some of the athletes interact with the crowd. Some of the stuff you see on TV, you don't really get to see them, you know, and their personalities, what they're really like when the cameras are off and they're not running. And you actually, you know, enjoy them a little bit more, I think, in person than you do just on TV for when they're zoned in and they're doing their workout. It's a way different experience. But we're going next year. We already decided we're going back again. So it was that much fun. My wife enjoyed the shopping, the Noble shop especially, but they have lots of shops out there and things to do, you know, not just the games themselves.
Is it back in Madison again next year?
It is. One more year in Madison, and then they've got bids, I guess, coming up, so it could move after next year.
Cool.
But Madison was really nice. We really liked it, Madison. And the, you know, city of Madison's clean and easy to get to, easy to get around, and the venue itself was perfect for the CrossFit games.
Now, I was in Cincinnati this summer, and we went to a baseball game. We love to go to live baseball games, my wife and I, and that was an awesome ballpark, awesome city. But I was right before the game, I was sitting there with my wife, and I was thinking, I was like, wait a second, I think the Brighton kid, Ernie, is playing for Cincinnati. So I had to Google that, right? And I was off. Yeah. It's Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
But that's one of your former players. So can you tell us about, like, your relationship with him? And, I mean, you coached him in high school, and now he's a professional ball player. That's got to be so rewarding.
It did. Yeah, Ernie Clement, he does. He plays for the Indians. So actually, I coached him in Little League too. So he came up through Little League. We coached him in Little League. He lived down the road. So he was good friends with my son. And he would come over all the time. And it's amazing. That's the first thing I look for. I used to look at the Yankee score first. Now I look to see how the Indians did. And
there you go.
But he's such a humble kid, such a nice kid. He always was all the way through. And he's still today, you can see it in his interviews and everything that he does. He just loves the game and loves the sport. And, you know, he would be in our backyard playing wiffle ball all hours of the day, come inside and they play baseball video games. And when he got the call to the pros, he sent me a text, and because he used to come in, I used to buy chicken nuggets just for him. When he's like, I think it's all the chicken nuggets I got me here. So, it was funny, but yeah, so much fun watching him. It's hard to believe. He's like, he's going against the best of the best. And
when did you know that, like, he was gifted and special and he was just different than everybody else? Did you know at a young age, or did you know in high school or not till college?
Athletically, that he was way ahead of everybody. Mm-hmm. And he was a very, very good player. But he played all different sports. So, which is unheard of. So he played hockey, he played soccer, he played football, he played volleyball, he played everything.
Interesting.
And, which is awesome. And then when he got to college, he zoned in on baseball, and that's when he really took off and really got going.
So even in high school, even in high school, he played three sports?
Yep.
Wow.
So even in middle school, it was crazy because he played volleyball 1 year of middle school, and then he played football, I think, in ninth grade. And he played soccer in 11th and 12th grade in the fall. He always played hockey and baseball.
Yeah.
So he played a ton of sports. And he just played everything. He's always competing, always going at it. And, I think that's helped him, though, in the long run, not focusing on just baseball early on.
Such a cool story, man. Well, shout out to Ernie, man. We're proud of him. Yeah. And keep it going, my man. Sure. Maybe he'll play for the Yankees someday. That would be pretty cool.
You never know. Yeah, you never know.
So how can listeners get more information on your business, connect with you online, and or sign up for a class?
All they have to do is go to our website, brickyardcrossfit.com. And there's some links there you can click based on what a little questionnaire. Tell us what you're interested in, and we will definitely get right back to you. We have someone that works, Lisa. She's very quick, and she's, as soon as someone clicks the button, she's on it and gets right back to them. And then she sets you up with the person that you want to speak with. And we move pretty quick. So it's, we always have somebody watching it and trying to get right back to people.
Yes, you do. I remember emailing you from there because I didn't have your email, and you got right back to me. It was great.
Oh, good.
So final question, Jason, if you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
So I thought about this. Obviously I'm going to take them to Brickyard CrossFit is number one.
But there you go.
I probably would go down to Frontier Field. You can stop at Nick Tahoe's on the way and grab a plate and then head into the Frontier Field. So that's a Rochester experience. It's not a nutritional experience, but it's a Rochester one.
Don't bring your glucose monitor.
No, definitely not. Not in that.
Well, hey, man, I really appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, and your voice held up today. We said before the podcast that you lost your voice this morning.
Coaching and teaching has gotten to me. But
you sounded great, man. You made it through.
Yeah.
But thank you for your platform, being a gym owner and a CrossFit owner and just helping a lot of people. I mean, you're changing lives every day. So we appreciate you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate being on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. Well, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Jason shared with us today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me, go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com, read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.